This morning on Wake Up With Hope, we have an inspiring message from Pooya Finai, a recipe from Gia and her team, a special segment on nutrition during pregnancy, and music from Naomi Streamer.
Stay with us. Good morning and welcome to Wake Up With Hope. You know, we are delighted to be starting the week together. And we hope you had a fantastic weekend filled with the peace and love of God.
Amen, friends. Welcome back to Wake Up With Hope. Did you know that socks have been around since the beginning of history?
Oh, wow. You know, Romans actually modernized the sock during the 8th century BC. They were made of animal fur, strips of leather, or woven fabric. And during the 2nd century AD, fabrics began to be sewn together for a more comfortable and fitted sock.
And during the Middle Ages, socks became tighter and colorful fabric was added. People used garters to keep them from falling down.
Well, you might be wondering why the history lesson on socks this morning. Well, today is Odd Socks Day.
That sounds fun.
It's a day to celebrate differences we may have with one another by wearing, well, odd socks.
So, go ahead, take out the oddest socks you have and wear them proudly today.
You know, I have to wonder which one I have.
You have some interesting ones.
Yes, I do. No, it's true that though we are all different, we are in many ways the same. And Jesus loves each one of us. We love sharing the hope we have in Him with you each morning. So let's begin by taking a look back at what took place on this day in history.
On this day in history in 1883, at exactly noon, American and Canadian railroads adopted 4 continental time zones, eliminating the confusion caused by numerous local times. This decisive action symbolized the significant influence held by the railroad companies.
Wow, what power to change time, and yet we are reminded of the one who truly has power to really change time. Did you know the famous story in Joshua chapter 12, where when Joshua was leading a battle and he needed just a little bit more time to win the battle, but the sun was going down? Well, what did God do? He stopped the sun in its tracks, and the sun couldn't move. It couldn't go down. God kept the sun shining until His people won the battle. That's awesome. And what an amazing story that reminds us that God wants to see His children succeed. You know, God wants the best for you and me. He is willing to go to the heights of the sky and the depths of the sea so that we could be saved and realize His incredible love for us. So friends, won't you accept His love for you today?
Amen. Friends, it's now time to go into the kitchen as Gia and Olive and a special guest join us to make Greek chickpea rissoni.
Howdy, this is our Greek rissoni. Rissoni is like a rice pasta, so it's like the shape of a rice. But it's pasta. It's like made by...
And it's flat.
Yeah, it's very, very tasty. I'm so excited for you. Okay, so try this. Okay, so we're putting 2 tablespoons of olive oil.
Yeah.
I personally don't like cooking with too much oil, like you already know, but you cannot have a Greek recipe without olive oil, so...
What about a bit of butter?
Oh, you know what? She's evil. Yeah, we're trying to do a healthier version. But having said that, if I was living in Greece and cooking and my auntie saw me put 2 tablespoons, she'd be like, what are you doing? Put the 1/2 cup in there. Put a 1 cup in there. That's what they do, seriously. They're like, add more oil. And it's like, it tastes amazing because when you dip that Greek bread in it...
Look, it doesn't matter what culture. My Sicilian mother-in-law would do exactly the same
would
if she saw me cooking and I put a skimpy little bit of
would
oil.
She put, oh, no, yeah, so what oil more. Do they cook with?
Peanut oils.
Okay.
Rice bran.
This is a very simple recipe. It's one you can make in 10-15 minutes for your family.
We've got one onion frying away in there beautifully.
Awesome. And we'll put the carrots. 2 cups of carrots. A cup of carrots, however many you want in there. We'll just put maybe a cup in there. Actually, Shona cut this. She's so good. Look how well she cut it. So just so that it can cook easier, so that you've got a quick recipe there. Oh. Actually, I got this recipe from the Greek vegan. She's a woman in America who is a Greek vegan. Hold on. I'm like, you know what? People don't realize when people think of Greeks, they think of lamb. And when you actually go to Greece, most of the food, traditional food, is vegetarian.
So how much is in here?
That's 2 cups.
2 cups.
Okay, so okay. Put 2 cups in there.
Done.
And now fry it off. Okay. So add 2 teaspoons of salt. Yeah. Or 1 teaspoon. Actually, that was 1.5 probably, or 1. Yeah, so if you want to use vegetable stock, either make your own vegetable stock, and the way you do that is whatever leftover vegetables you have when you're cutting veggies, just put them in the freezer, and then once a week boil them up and make your own stock. Mm. Easy. So we'll put the stock in. That's 6 cups of stock. We've got 2 bottles of it here. And there's another. So 6 cups to 2 cups of risotto. Because this is going to soak up all the liquid.
So again, like a pasta.
It'll absorb it, yeah.
Yep.
And that is just oregano or mixed European type herbs. So we've got like marjoram, thyme. This is the special ingredient, Shona. Do you know what this is? It's thyme.
Thyme, which I don't never have enough of.
This thing just really, the flavour of it cooked in this is awesome. Makes it taste
awesome.
It tastes so good. Don't pay me out. Cheeky. You.
So you need to pull it off the stalk? You can't
no,
just
No, you can just put the stalks in there, yeah. All but right. I like to take some off as well.
Rizzoni.
And then what else is in here?
That's chickpeas. Which you could just put in now if you
That's
want.
That's a can?
Yeah, 1 can.
So you want it in now?
Yep.
Sure?
Just throw it in. It doesn't matter. You can do it now or later. It doesn't really matter.
We'll do it now. Because I like one pot wonders.
So all you do now is you just keep cooking until it soaks up. Stir it occasionally until it soaks up all the liquid, and then it becomes really thick, pastry.
Interesting.
It's like a Greek risotto. Like, you
know, that's what I would call it.
How long do you reckon it's been cooking for?
Oh, I reckon about 15 minutes.
Yeah, around 15 minutes.
Five.
It's been cooking for 15 minutes. See what's happened? It's absorbed the liquid, and that is easier than Italian risotto.
Yeah, look, I couldn't cook risotto, but
that is so easy.
Looks so delicious.
And look, you put some thyme on top. And some people want to, like in Greece, they would probably have like chicken through it or something. Ooh. For winter coming up, it's such a good way to have something hearty, warm. The kids love it. And you can have some, I don't know if you want.
Well, I was going to ask, what would you put on the side of that? Because my teenage boys would go, is that it?
Well, in Greece, they would have like a salad. They would have some feta, some olives. And
yeah.
They would be dipping that bread. So, yep, there you go. Greek risotto. Try it. By the end of today, that will absorb all the rest of that liquid because that just keeps expanding. Are you going to try it?
I will.
Good.
Our healthy friends from Loma Linda are back this morning to share a very important topic, the importance of nutrition during pregnancy.
What if I told you that 1 out of every 5 pregnant women in the United States goes to bed hungry? Now, what if I told you that because they went to bed hungry, their babies are now prone to have a chronic disease as an adult? And not only that, but their grandchildren as well. This unfortunate fact is a huge problem.
On the other side of the spectrum, 1 out of every 3 pregnant women is overweight. This again has the same negative effect. Their children and their grandchildren will most likely have a chronic disease.
Oh no!
Dr. Lawrence D. Longo of Loma Linda University Health is one of the world's most respected specialists in developmental physiology.
His research on maternal health has been funded by the National Institutes of Health for the last 50 years.
Today, we all know that smoking while pregnant has a negative effect on the child. Well, we can thank Dr. Longo for that. His most recent research has been focused on nutrition in pregnant women.
It's a very sobering reality to think in terms of how something that happened during one pregnancy can have effects throughout several generations, one finds a host of diseases related to the cardiovascular system, hypertension, heart attacks, strokes, to aspects of metabolism, type 2 diabetes, and now the whole panoply of neuropsychiatric disorders which are showing up.
Dr. Longo and his team of researchers have studied how protein deprivation during the course of gestation will have these effects on one's health.
I think that as a society, we should give more attention to pregnancy and early life and development.
Now that we know what the consequences can be as our children become adults, we can't stress the health advice enough.
Eat a balanced diet with enough protein and nutrients. Take a prenatal vitamin every day with folic acid and DHA. And if you're overweight, try as hard as you can to get a healthy weight by the time you conceive.
To quote one of my friends at the National Institutes of Health, every pregnant uterus is a center for excellence.
There's your tip for the day on how you can live healthier longer.
Naomi Streamer is back this morning to share a beautiful song. She sings, Hands to Hold.
No matter what I say, I need you every day, and no matter what I do, I could never hide from you, 'cause it's your love that draws me to you, and it's your love that I need you. I was made for your hands to hold me. When I feel your love surround me, I can feel my whole world arising. I was made for your hands to hold me. When I'm lost in doubts and fears, I can feel you pulling me near. Why do I run away when you tell me I should stay? Oh, and where do I run to? From you, 'cause it's your love that draws me to you, and it's your love that I need you. I was made for your hands to hold me. When I feel your love surround me, I can feel my own world arising. I was made for your hands to hold me. When I'm lost in doubts and fears, I can feel you pulling me near. You could be the one to reach me. You could be the one to hold me. You could be the one who knows me. You could be the one who leads me home. For your hands to hold me. When I feel your love surround me, I can feel my whole world arising. I was made for your hands to hold me. When I feel your love surround me, I can feel my whole world arising. I was made for your hands to hold me. When I'm lost in doubts and fears, I can feel you pulling me near. Oh, 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 oh. I was made for your hands to hold me.
It If you're enjoying today's show, share it with a friend or visit our website at hopetv.org/wakeup to see more or rewatch any segment.
And search for us on YouTube to subscribe to our channel and keep up with us.
We have to take a quick break now, but when we return, we'll have an inspiring segment from Pooya Panai.
It's strange to say that we don't have time, since time is precisely the one thing we all equally have. However, our days don't seem long enough, and our nights lack the peace they were supposed to give. There is such a hurry to go places and do things that we often forget to be with people. And when we are with someone, are we really there? We've become stress addicts, sleepless creatures, captives of our desires. At the end of the day, we could all use some rest. To repose is to take time to slow down, take a breath, regain strength, and only then go again. Time was never meant to be a curse. It was created as a gift to be filled with joy, awe, and wisdom, all things that require time to be acquired. And though time is the only thing we have, it is also the one thing we cannot conquer.
It's now time to meet up with Pooya Panai as he shares thoughts to inspire us this morning.
Hello, friend. Thank you so much for joining me today as we talk about life and how to live with hope every day. Today, I want to start with this question. Have you ever found yourself in a situation where you look at your life and it seems like all is lost? According to the Bible, many people throughout the history of the world found themselves in situations where it seemed like all hope is gone. That's what the Jews experienced during the time of Prophet Jeremiah. As the Babylonians came to Jerusalem and captured a lot of the Jews as captives and took them to Babylon, they probably thought that all of their lives and all of their future were gone. Well, let's look at what God has to tell to the people who were just taken as captives to Babylon. Go with me to Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. According to God, God said, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, said the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an unexpected end." In another translation, it says, "Thoughts of peace and not of evil to give you a future and a hope." This version is the King James Version, but in the New King James Version, it says that God wants to give us a future and a hope. Now, remember, the context here is that the Jews were losing hope in their future as slaves and captives in a foreign country. All hope seemed gone. But according to the promise of God, if we read the entire chapter of Jeremiah 29, it was a letter that God sent to the Jews in captives through the prophet Jeremiah that all hope is not gone. Even though they were taken as slaves and captives to Babylon, God is going to visit them again. If we look at verse 10, God said that after 70 years are accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word toward you, causing you to return to this place. So according to the promise of God, God was telling them that one day they're going to come back to their home city, their home country, and Jerusalem will be rebuilt. What a promise. So maybe we may find ourselves in places where we are being oppressed by a system that we don't agree with, or maybe we are oppressed by a situation where all hope seems to be gone. But the good news always is that God is telling us that I have a future for you. I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord. It's thoughts of peace and thoughts that would give you a future and a hope. Friend, you may feel that there's nothing you can do about your future. But guess what? God can change your future. God still has a plan for your life. God still has a plan for your future. He wants to give you hope. He doesn't want you to feel like all hope is gone, right? So let's live today with this promise from God's word that all hope is not gone. Another angle that we can look at from this text is that the reason why the Jews were taken as captives to Babylon was because they disobeyed God. If they had listened to God's instructions, they would not be taken as slaves to Babylon. But God allowed them to experience suffering and captivity so that they would wake up to the realization that it is only God who keeps us safe. God was allowing them to be taken as captives because He wants them to realize that He still loves them. So friends, if we look at our lives today, oftentimes we face problems and situations where we cannot really see a future and a hope because of our own mistakes, because of our own foolish decisions. But you see, the good news, friends, is that God will allow us to experience discomfort or problems. And then through that problem, God will wake us up to our reality of need of Him. We all need God. We all need God to help us. So God will allow you to be taken away into an experience if that is the only way He can bring you back to Him. So no matter what you are going through today, God still has a hope and a future for your life. Don't give up. Maybe you have found yourself in a situation where it seemed that everything that you do is leading you down a path that is there is no way out. But the good news, dear friend, is that that's not the case. Regardless of the situation, God always has a solution. But of course, there are times that we find ourselves in problems, not because of our own doing, but because of people who have done evil deeds toward us. Regardless of what situation we may find ourselves in, the good news is that it's not the end. It's not the end. It's never the end with God, because we have a God who is an eternal God. So as you wake up this morning, no matter what burden you may have on your heart, no matter what situation you may have found yourself today, the good news is that you still have a bright future with God. Maybe not an immediate solution in this world, but the promise of God is that one day all of our problems would be resolved. Now come with me to the last book of the Bible, Revelation. In Revelation chapter 22, God gave the promise to John for all of us. This is what God said in Revelation chapter 22, verse 1 to 5. And He showed me a pure river of the water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, there was the tree of life, which bore 12 kinds of fruit, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and the Lamb shall be in it, and His servants shall serve Him. And they shall see His face, and His name shall be on their foreheads. And there shall be no night there, and they will need no candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. The promise from the last book of the Bible, from God for all of us, is that one day He's going to take us to a new world, and the earth recreated. On that new place, there would be no more suffering, no more curse, no more pain, no more darkness of problems that we experience in this world. So friends, no matter what we go through in this world, the hope that we have in Jesus is that He's going to come again and He's going to restart our lives. So I want to invite you today to live your day with this promise, this hope that we have through God. God bless you.
Thank you, Pooya.
And friends, thank you so much for being with us here today and watching Wake Up With Hope. If you'd like to learn more about our program or share us with a friend, visit us at hopetv.org/wakeup.
And we invite you to join us tomorrow morning. Jesus 101 will be with us to share a morning devotional thought. We'll have a dedicated prayer session, and we'll be sharing incredible facts about the Bible. Be sure to join us.
And if you enjoyed today's devotional thought, you would like to learn more about the Bible, visit hope.study to receive your free Bible study guides.
Our free Bible studies have helped so many people connect with Jesus. So be sure to start yours today. Again, that's hope.study.
And before we go, we want to share with you a Bible promise. And today's Bible promise comes from Psalm chapter 9, verse 18.
It says, "But God will never forget the needy. The hope of the afflicted will never perish."
What a very specific promise. You know, friends, are you needy? Well, God will never forget you. Are you afflicted, downcast, or even discouraged? Well, friends, listen, there is hope in Jesus that will never, never perish. And that's a promise.
Amen.
Let's pray together. Father in heaven, today, Lord, we can only turn to you because you are the strongest, the greatest answer to our every need. Today, Lord, we are so thankful for the hope we have in Jesus. And as we turn to you, Lord, by faith, we want to stay with you throughout this entire day. Thank you for giving us hope. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.